Vice Chair, thank you. In carrying out this right of reply, I would like to respond to the false, ill-intentioned accusations of the Algerian representative and those speaking on their behalf. They continually politicize international fora in contradiction with the morality and philosophy of the HCR. Clearly, the Algerian regime continues to finance separatists on their territory, providing them with powers, whereas the Tindouf camps are under strict control of armed militia. The people in the camps are still abandoned in precarious conditions. They lack the basic resources, decent housing, and medical treatment in a country which claims so many social housing. In Tindouf, the population doesn't even have the equal rights to a district in Algiers. But Algeria wastes billions of dollars to the profit, to the benefit of the militia. On the decision of the European Union Tribunal, it has no international legal standing, which only applies to UN members. The decision has been taken note. It's politically motivated and is indeed rejected by the European Union. Since the Algerian representative has cited this decision, why do they not implement the many resolutions of the European Parliament, particularly the unanimous recent one, which most clearly denounces grave human rights violations in Algeria? They should abandon their swing-wing approach and respond to demands on the massive violations of international humanitarian law and human rights in the country. Talking about an imaginary military clash, as we noted yesterday, in the region is pure propaganda on the part of the Algerian regime to divert attention from its complicity and responsibility under international humanitarian law. Absent any displacement, the situation in our country is stable, as testified by UN agencies, including the UNHCR and MINURSO, which is responsible for monitoring the ceasefire. I recall that the United Nations has made no reference to an armed conflict or violent activities in the Moroccan Sahara. I would like to remind the Algerian delegate that this conflict came to an end in 1975, as did the process in colonial Algeria 13 years earlier, and which my country made a substantial contribution to. Since then, the UN has never considered the question of the Sahara as an occupation, but a regional dispute where Algeria is the main or sole country responsible. We would like some claims on the inhuman and the claims of millions, thousands of people who are expelled and who need protection from humanitarian assistance